NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon, upper 60s. We'll see wind gusts at 30. Tonight, we'll have rain likely, cloudy skies, mid-30s, with wind gusts at 25. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers early, then clearing skies, cooler temperatures in lower 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 20s, and Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny, in the 50s. Right now, it's 68.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Georgia Democrat David Scott is the most senior member of the House Ag Committee, as the current chair, Colin Peterson, lost his reelection bid. Scott now throwing his hat into the ring as someone who'd like to be the next chairman. Scott is the current chair of the House Ag Subcommittee on Commodity, Exchanges, Energy, and Credit. He said today the nation faces perhaps the most significant struggles of any in our lifetime across rural and urban communities, and from young and old, he says, the threats posed by global illness, hunger, financial insecurity, climate change, and natural disasters are significant. He said Congress must address through the Ag Committee the insecurities plaguing the citizens and provide the means for more fruitful existence. He said reaction to climate change must include transitioning away from fossil fuels towards ethanol and biofuels, and that a small to mid-sized farmer needs help to deal with the trade war and global pandemic. And speaking of trade, Bart Kinner is a USDA economist, and he has the final figures for fiscal year 2020 when it comes to U.S. agriculture sales to China.
Total agricultural exports to China for fiscal year 20 or $17.1 billion compared to $10.1 billion fiscal year 2019. Soybeans were up 47% to China over fiscal year 2019. Pork, as we've been watching all year and into the last year, were up 284% over 2019. Beef and veal exports to China were up 119%, so a lot of meat products going to China. Poultry products were up 1,677%.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with a continued declaration of emergency in the state of Kansas for the COVID-19 virus, KAG News reports that Governor Laura Kelly has now issued a state of disaster emergency declaration due to the wildland fires in northwest Kansas. The State Emergency Operations Center in Topeka was activated over the weekend in response to the coronavirus pandemic and will be monitoring for critical wildfire weather across Kansas. The northwest portion of the state was at a heightened fire risk over the weekend due to dry weather conditions across the state and low relative humidity, strong southerly winds, and an abundance of dry grass and other flammable vegetation. In other news, police say a teenage driver was fatally shot on Sunday morning in Kansas City. KSN News reports the shooting was discovered after the victim's vehicle crashed into a parked vehicle around 6 a.m. The driver was in his late teens, was shot while he was driving around eastern Kansas City. The victim has not been immediately identified, and no arrests have been made so far. The investigation is still ongoing. Good America Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty Eck Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday, only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new GL464. MSRP $60,980. Rusty Eck discount $5,000. Alternative factory cash rate $8,000. Sale price $46,980. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Office expired November 30th, 2020.
Officials have shut down a bridge that spans the Kansas River in Topeka after a fire erupted underneath it earlier this morning. KSN News reports that the Chardot Bridge that connects North Topeka to the Oakland neighborhood is closed until further notice. Police say firefighters were called to the bridge just before 2 a.m. today for a blaze under the east side of the bridge. Firefighters extinguished the fire, but the bridge will remain closed until officials can determine it's safe to use again. The investigation of the cause of the fire is still ongoing. And the Wichita mayor, city council, and several city staff members are in quarantine after a council member was recently diagnosed with the coronavirus. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple and the city manager Robert Layton are among those in isolation for 14 days after council member Brandon Johnson tested positive for COVID-19 last week. Johnson told the Wichita Eagle that he had a cough on Thursday that worsened on Friday, so he went to be tested. He received the test results on Saturday morning. Cake News reports that city council meetings will be held online until the council can meet again in person, and the city hall will open on a limited basis over the coming days. Mid-America Network News.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. Nebraska continues to report record numbers of people hospitalized with the coronavirus, and the state had the seventh highest rate of new cases in the nation. The state said 760 people were hospitalized with the virus on Saturday. That's up 748 from a day earlier. Nebraska also reported 1,702 new cases to give the state 82,395 cases since the virus began. The state said two deaths were reported on Saturday, bringing the state's death toll to 703. Iowa casino officials worrying they'll lose business when several Nebraska casinos open now that voters in the state have approved gambling. Iowa officials said they worry that when casinos are built in Omaha and Lincoln, they could hurt Iowa gaming revenues, especially in Council Bluffs, where four casinos currently operate. Other Iowa border towns with casinos include Sioux City, Ottawa, and Sloan. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
This month, One Friday is just not going to cut it. Midwest Kia's Black Friday savings are available all month long, with every Friday being a doorbuster day. That's right. Every new Kia in stock is priced with our biggest Black Friday savings right now. Get dealer discounts up to $2,100 off MSRP. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on all new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is not stopping there. Every Friday this month is a doorbuster day. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, the time is now, because Midwest Kia's biggest Black Friday savings are available all month long. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved goods plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Interest accrues from date of purchase through dealer. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2021 Sportage. Stock number K8745. Expires November 30th, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 suspending classes Monday due to multiple additional staff members testing positive for COVID, along with several others in isolation after exposure. The district notified parents Sunday evening that it's now necessary to make changes in lesson delivery methods, required after five positive cases reported Friday night and other situations reported Sunday afternoon. Staff will report Monday for planning purposes. All Marysville elementary students are to report for class on Tuesday, with just a single positive case identified thus far in the elementary building. Acknowledging that with the recent spike in cases, some parents may wish to opt for remote learning, the district has asked to contact administration. Marysville Junior Senior High will transition to remote learning effective Tuesday and continuing until November 30th. All sports contests, practices, and other activities are canceled until further notice. Students may pick up items Monday through arrangements with the school. A plan for continuing lunch distribution is being developed. Again, no school Monday for Marysville USD 364. Elementary students to report for class Tuesday, with Marysville Junior High, Senior High transitioning to remote learning effective Tuesday through November 30th. USD 380 Vermilion was notified Sunday morning by a staff member who teaches at Centralia in Frankfort, but they have tested positive for COVID. That individual will not be allowed to return to school for at least 10 days. There are no close contact students in quarantine from the individual. The district has taken additional measures to clean and disinfect, and classes are scheduled to resume Monday. Washington County schools will resume classes Monday after dismissing Friday for COVID tracking and cleaning as an on-staff adult that may have had multiple student exposures was identified. Students quarantined will resume at-home learning or a modified format Tuesday. The district reports some COVID tests pending that may require additional quarantines. Valley Heights Junior Senior High remains in quarantine through the end of November. As of Friday, another positive case was identified, bringing the current number of cases to 22, having added one each Wednesday and Thursday. A Marysville man died in a single vehicle accident in Pottawatomie County Saturday evening. Richard L. Rick Forrest, age 60, was northbound on Spring Creek Road in the 22400 block when his semi-truck left the road and struck a tree. He was transported to Onega Hospital where he died. Again, the fatality Saturday evening, shortly before 6:30, was Richard Rick Forrest of Marysville. Dale J. Scheidler, age 91, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Due to COVID-19, private family rosary and massive Christian burial Monday, burial at the Calvary Cemetery, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Dale Scheidler. Eileen Altman, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Private graveside service will be held at the Marysville City Cemetery, with visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Eileen Altman.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low-pressure system moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central and the east-central parts of the United States. This low and front will continue to push off towards the east, bringing showers and thunderstorms on the warm side of the system. The areas that the front does pass will see wintry mix and much cooler temperatures behind it. So across the central parts of the Midwest, rain showers into tonight. Some areas continuing into tomorrow. And like I said, we're definitely going to see some cool temperatures as we head starting tomorrow through the end of the week. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers mainly this afternoon, upper 60s with wind gust at 30. Tonight we'll have rain likely, cloudy skies, temperatures in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, scattered rain showers early, then clearing skies, lower 40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, upper 20s, and Wednesday and Thursday, mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Make the season merry with Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Don't miss the holiday open house all this week featuring Hallmark Channel merchandise, keepsake ornaments, blankets, and more. Gift wrap and box cards are buy one, get one half off, so you can get your Christmas all wrapped up. Reflections is open 7 days a week now, including 9 to 5 Saturday and 1 to 5 Sunday.
Average high temperature early November, 61. Record high on this date, 85. The average low 35 and the record low 11 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:21. Sunrise in the morning at 7:01.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Facial hair fashion comes and goes, but today's a red letter day in sideburn history. Some whimsical whisker wisdom today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Kansans have a new choice for Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans. With Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans from Kansas Farm Bureau, you have access to four levels of coverage, affordable rates, and service from an organization that served Kansans for more than 100 years. For more information on Kansas Farm Bureau Medicare Supplement Plans, including rates and to apply, visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare Supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government. This is a solicitation of insurance. A representative of Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans may contact you.
I represent represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. Call right now.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 9th, the 314th day of the year. Scientist and astronomer Carl Sagan was born on this day, and General Ambrose Burnside's short-lived command of the Union Army began in 1862. Burnside's real legacy is the twist on his name that gave us the term sideburns. The popular side whisker fashion of the mid-19th century was the mutton chop style, and Burnside sported the friendly mutton chop variety, meaning they joined above the lip and a mustache. He may have been an unremarkable military leader, but we can thank his brief national prominence and distinctive whiskers for the term sideburns. Who knows? If it weren't for Burnside, we might be calling them Elvises. And there is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts online at almanac.com.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the all-new 2021 Chevy Colorado. Four-wheel drive, it's a Z71, the Midnight Edition. As well, a 2020 Chevy 1500 LTZ Z71. And a 2020 Chevy Silverado 2500 HD Duramax LT. It's also a Z71. New pickups at the Nordis Motor Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Jason Taylor II returned a fumble 85 yards for a touchdown late in the fourth quarter, and Oklahoma State stopped Kansas State's two-point try that would have tied it with 2:08 to go. The number 14 Cowboys escaped with a 2018 victory Saturday night. The Wildcats were forced to try for a two-point conversion after Will Howard's short TD run because of their odd decision to attempt a two-point try to stretch a 12-0 lead in the first half. Howard was incomplete on that one, and he never got a pass off on the second. He fumbled the ball as the pocket collapsed around him. Ramondre Stevenson ran for 104 yards and two touchdowns as number 19 Oklahoma routed winless KU 62-9. Spencer Rattler passed for 212 yards and a touchdown and ran for a score to help the Sooners win their fourth straight game. Oklahoma now 5-2. The KU Jayhawks now 0-7. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty at Ford says, don't wait for one Friday at the end of the month to get your new Ford. This month, every day is Black Friday at Rusty at Ford. Mondays, get Black Friday deals. Wednesdays, get Black Friday deals. Every day, get Black Friday deals. Like new 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, Fusions, and more. With up to $14,000 off MSRP. $14,000 off. Or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months. Plus, we need your trade. And we'll give you top dollar for it. Regardless of year, make, or model. This month, Mondays, Wednesdays, every day is Black Friday. Friday only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty at Ford.com.
Offer valid on select discount vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock new GL464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rate 8,000. Sale price 46,980. Limited term financing to Ford motor credit. Not all qualify. Offer rebates to dealer. Office expired November 30th, 2020.
Patrick Mahomes threw for 372 yards and four touchdowns. Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill each went over 100 yards in receiving, and the Kansas City Chiefs held on to beat Carolina 33-31 yesterday when the Panthers kicker Joey Style missed a 67-yard field goal attempt wide right on the final play. Christian McCaffrey finished with 18 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown while catching 10 passes for 82 yards and another score in his return from an ankle injury. Teddy Bridgewater threw for 310 yards and two TDs, with Curtis Samuel catching nine balls for 105 yards and the other score. NASCAR's most popular driver is now a Cup champion. Chase Elliott took the torch from teammate Jimmy Johnson by winning his first Cup title, driving from the back of the field to victory lane at Phoenix Raceway. The win for Hedrick Motorsports and Chevrolet was the first since Johnson won his seventh and final crown in 2016. It was Jimmy Johnson's final race as a full-time NASCAR driver. Mid-America Network Sports.
In comeback fashion, Diller Odell Lady Griffins took Chambers Wheeler Central in five sets Saturday to claim the D2 state volleyball championship, repeating a D1 title finish a year ago. Diller Odell was up two sets before Chambers Wheeler Central set them back. Trailing early in the final set, Diller Odell came from behind to claim the volleyball championship at Lincoln. Diller Odell had defeated Falls City Sacred Heart Friday in the semifinals. Diller Odell Lady Griffins finished with a single loss on the season, winning the Class D2 state title.
Taking a look at high school football scores from Friday playoff action, Marysville falls at southeast of Saline 20-0. Hanover defeated Axtell 52-6. Frankfort won at Beloit St. John's Tipton 54-43. Centralia beat Waubunsee 52-6. Riley County defeated Scott City 43-14. Holton defeated Baldwin 49-8. Jackson Heights fell to Olpe on the road 53-0. Clifton Clyde lost to Little River 46-26. Colony Crest defeated Hartford 64-14. Lebo beat Waverly 56-8. And Wamego won at El Dorado 21-18. And that's a look at your high school football scoreboard from Friday.
Four Marysville turnovers, three in the first half, three interceptions and a fumble at southeast of Saline, spelled a season-ending loss, 20-0 to the undefeated southeast of Saline Trojans in regional 3A action Friday. It was a single score in the first half. Bryant Bank, 6 yards out, 8:23 remaining. They had a two-point conversion and take that lead to halftime. It was southeast of Saline grinding on the Marysville defense in the second half with a pair of scores. 55-yard quarterback keeper for senior Jackson Gebert with a minute 40 to play in the third quarter. Bryant Banks with a 22-yard carry to the end zone with 7:25 left in the ballgame. Marysville would wind up scoreless but played a quality undefeated team as southeast of Saline goes 9-0, posting their fourth shutout of the season. Bulldogs end their campaign at 4-5. Southeast of Saline 20, Marysville nothing. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
The Hanover Wildcats scored on every possession on their way to a 52-6 victory over TVL rival Axtell Friday night in regional playoff action. Hanover got on the board first with a 59-yard touchdown run on an end-around by Emmett Juneman, then scored on their next four possessions in the first half to take a 38-0 lead at the break. Axtell got the ball first in the third quarter and took it down the field, and Isaac Detweiler ran it in for a 5-yard score to give the Eagles their only points of the night. Hanover responded with a Colin Juneman 47-yard score. On the next possession, Axtell threw an interception to Colin Juneman, who took it in for the game-ending pick six. Colin ended up with four touchdowns on the night. Emmett Juneman and Jacob Juneman each scored a touchdown apiece, and Tyler Bonzer crossed the goal line for the Wildcats. Axtell ends the season with a record of 7-3. Hanover improves to 8-0 and will move on to the sectional round and take on Colony Crest. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again, if you enjoy being part of a team, if you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
Include a bit of texture and color in the landscape with the help of Red Leaf Mucktinea. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This low-growing perennial has large, fan-shaped leaves that emerge bright green in spring. By summer, the leaf edges turn red, and red streaks gradually creep in toward the center of the leaf. These streaks turn fire red in fall. Watch for clusters of small, white, star-shaped flowers that hover just above the leaves in mid to late spring. Hardy in zones 4 to 9, this cousin to coral bells prefers partial sun or dappled shade and consistently moist soil. Avoid hot afternoon sun, especially in areas with hot, humid summers. Include Mucktinea in perennial, woodland, shade, and container gardens. It makes a great ground cover or edge in a mixed border. Combine with other shade-loving plants like bleeding heart, coral bells, lungwort, and ligularia. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
You find the town of Kennett, Missouri, in the state's Boot Heel, about 15 miles west of the Mississippi River. It's hard to believe that mighty river was once on the other side of this town. Most say that's the case thanks to a very famous ridge of land stretching nearly 200 miles through Missouri and Arkansas. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Heather Runyon turns back the clock a few thousand years when discussing the location where she works.
What happened is as glaciers moved down, they never quite got to Arkansas, but they would melt and they formed rivers. So we had the Ohio running to the east of us and the Mississippi running to the west of us, creating a giant sandbar.
Over time, the sandbar began to grow.
As the glaciers moved down, they ground down the rocks, making what we call lust. It's a fine rock dust. When that would wash up on the shore, it would be picked up by the wind, and then it'd blow until it caught the highest place in the area, which was our giant sandbar.
The wind-blown soil caused the sandbar to grow to a ridge over 500 feet high and 150 miles long. It was the high point with water all around it.
The rivers were a lot larger than they are now. And since we had rivers running down both sides, it's basically flat because the rivers just washed everything out. So it's a lot of very flat, very fertile land.
Today, the Mississippi and Ohio rivers join about 150 miles north of Memphis. It is believed that the ridge once separated those rivers and that the two did not join until 50 miles south of present-day Memphis. Benjamin Crowley was one of the first Europeans to settle here. Today is known as Crowley's Ridge.
Crowley's Ridge does have a unique set of plants and animals versus the rest of Arkansas. Because the Mississippi used to run to the west of it, we actually have plants that you'd expect to find east of the Mississippi.
Such as the tulip poplar and sugar maples. Crowley's Ridge Parkway runs the length of that ridge, and Runyon shares the story at Crowley's Ridge State Park, a great place to enjoy nature rising above the surrounding river bottom fields. Driving the Countryside, near Paragould, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
What makes a good sow? Hi, I'm Jody Hankey. It depends on your goals, but a productive animal has a good conception and farrowing rate and mothering ability as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whether you have just a few pigs or a large sow operation, choosing the right sow is an important consideration for your goals. There's been a lot of crossbreeding to improve traits, so honing in on one particular breed may not be a critical focus. Elizabeth Hines is an extension swine specialist at Penn State University. She says a good sow is one that's productive.
You can define productivity in a number of ways, but very commonly people define productivity in a sow operation as their conception and farrowing rate. The litter size at farrowing, when those piglets are born, and at weaning can have a pretty heavy influence on how productive that sow is. You'll want to consider the number of litters per sow per year.
Litter size is a highly selectable factor. You want a sow that can produce at least 2 litters per year and able to produce enough milk to feed all of her piglets. Also, consider her mothering abilities during the lactation phase. Does she pay attention to where her piglets are?
If you lose piglets because she has laid on them or because she has stepped on them and broken legs, that is not a good mothering ability sow. You want a sow that's going to look for her piglets before she lays down. She's going to lay down slowly to give them time to get out from underneath her or away from her. Even if you are in loose housing or pasture housing, you want a sow that's going to look for her pigs before it lays down.
Also, look at her structural soundness. She should have sturdy feet and legs and good muscle definition. There are many characteristics to consider. Ask the seller for records to make sure she's capable of producing what you're looking for. Learn more about choosing a sow at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Alfea takes a moment to gratefully salute all the military men and women who bravely defend this nation and the families that stand behind them. The sacrifices military families make for this great country are considerable and deeply appreciated. Thank you for all that you do, from your friends at Alfea in Pawnee City. Professional Barber Stylist takes this time to salute the families who stand behind our United States Armed Forces members to give them love and support. These families' sacrifices and dedication can never be repaid, so we humbly say thank you. From Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
Be thou my vision.
Ooh. love this quote by Helen Keller. Alone, we can do so little. Together, we can do so much. To me, that's the true spirit of community and how God asks us to live. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, we live in a busy world, and sometimes it's hard to go outside of your comfort zone to create new connections. But here's a few easy ways you can do just that and spread some generosity at the same time. Send a note to a group of friends and make a donation to a local charity. Make a point to check in on your neighbors who live alone or who may need some help with yard work or home repairs. Offer to help out someone at your church. You know, the list is really endless. Just pick a cause or an organization you're passionate about and then give what you can. When you spend time helping others, it can help you find financial clarity about what's important to you. So live in the true spirit of community. That's one of the keys to a life filled with meaning and gratitude.
Public enemy number one for soybean growers is hiding underground. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
SCN is short for soybean cyst nematode, and the SCN coalition is dedicated to fighting what it calls the number one yield-grabbing pest of soybeans in North America. Iowa State University nematologist Greg Tilka.
It all starts with knowing what fields have soybean cyst nematode. Soil samples will tell you how bad of a situation you've got. Soybean cyst nematode's the energizer bunny in the soil. It is always there. And it's always going to be reducing yield. It might be 3 or 4 bushels per acre, or it might be 23 or 24 bushels per acre.
University of Missouri plant pathologist Caitlin Bissonette says if you're soil testing anyway, you may as well check for nematodes too.
Taking their fertility sample and splitting it off, part of it, and sending it off for an SCN count. Sampling for management and looking at how management practices are working over time. Thinking about places that haven't been sampled in the last 3 years, getting a baseline. The baseline allows you to start a management plan.
You can learn more about SCN management by visiting the SCNcoalition.com. Again, that's the SCNcoalition.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
There's always projects to do around the house, and the doorbuster deals at Hometown Lumber will help you along. Valspar 5-gallon interior latex ceiling paint is on sale for $119.99, and the Hitachi 10-inch compound miter saw is $129.99. Keep all your tools together with the DeWalt backpack with light, featuring 33 multi-use pockets, internal battery, USB charging dock, and charging wall pockets for $129.99. Find other helpful tools and accessories on sale this month at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Good Monday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Last time we spoke with USDA Stephanie Ho, we talked about hemp and what the latest status on USDA-approved hemp plans are around the country.
The online listing of the status of state and tribal hemp production plans for USDA approval shows more than half of the country's states and nearly 40 tribes have USDA-approved hemp production plans. Meanwhile, USDA is in the process of reviewing public comments for the U.S. Domestic Hemp Production Program interim final rule.
We're interested to hear feedback on topics like disposal and remediation of non-compliant plants, interstate commerce, the provision in the interim final rule for the 15-day harvest window and when testing needed to occur.
That was Agricultural Marketing Service Administrator Bruce Summers.
We're looking for comments on hemp breeding and research, Sampling methodology would be another area we're looking for comments on, specifically whether sampling should be done on the flower or whole plants, and even frequency and volume of the sampling methodology.
Nearly 1,200 comments had been received by the October 8th comment period deadline.
Now, in other ag news, Georgia Democrat David Scott is the most senior member of the House Agriculture Committee after current chair Colin Peterson. The Hagstrom Report says Scott is throwing his hat into the ring as someone who'd like to be the next chair after Peterson, who recently lost his re-election bid to Michelle Fischbaugh. Chair is the chair of the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Commodity Exchanges, Energy, and Credit. He says Congress must address through the Ag Committee the insecurities plaguing our citizens and provide the means for a more fruitful existence. He says reaction to climate change must include transitioning away from fossil fuels towards ethanol and biofuels, and the small, mid-sized farmers need to deal with the trade wars and global pandemic. That's the news, and with your latest check of agricultural news here, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, on the Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, One Friday is just not going to cut it. Midwest Kia's Black Friday savings are available all month long, with every Friday being a doorbuster day. That's right. Every new Kia in stock is priced with our biggest Black Friday savings right now. Get dealer discounts up to $2,100 off MSRP. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on all new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is not stopping there. Every Friday this month is a doorbuster day. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, the time is now, because Midwest Kia's biggest Black Friday savings are available all month long. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Interest accrues from date of purchase through dealer. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 UKMF with 1333-1000 finance. Example 2021 Sportage. Stock number K8745.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. As the election results continue to come in, one thing for sure, ag policymakers might look a little different over the next several years. David Widmar, ag economist at Agricultural Economic Insights. And while the votes in many races still being counted, he said we do know a couple of important items to the ag policy front.
Colin Peterson from Minnesota lost his reelection bid. He's in the House. The Democrat was the chair of the House Ag Committee. And so there's going to be a void in that leadership position. On the Senate side of Congress, Pat Roberts from Kansas had retired. So that position's open. Both of those key ag committee chairs are open. They're going to be subject to new leadership. We don't know at this point which way the Senate will go exactly. So right now, there's going to be some new leadership in those positions.
Well, regardless of who steps into those leadership roles, there's going to be a lot of uncertainty to deal with.
Early in 2021, we'll start to figure out how those players are going to play together. And then we also have to step back and think about the reality of the field, the reality of the politics. The reality is the U.S. is still navigating the pandemic, and associated with that is economic uncertainties. There's still a lot of questions about the U.S. economy and how the U.S. economy is going to navigate the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, as the votes continue to get counted, the agriculture sector appears to be in a holding pattern they might not want to be in.
One of the things we've been trying to encourage people to think about, if you take something like the probability of December 2021 corn prices getting over $4.25 a bushel between now and next December, the probability of that outcome doesn't change based on the outcomes of the election. I say that because we really have to separate what does the outcome of the election really impact and what does it not impact. It doesn't impact the rains, it doesn't impact the growing season, it doesn't have a whole lot of impact on commodity markets.
Well, regardless of who wins these elections, Congress have a lot to do and reconvenes this coming week for the lame duck session, including if there will be another stimulus package. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Ori and Samuelson, to wind up my week of FFA subjects. I've covered the four stars, but now I'm going to cover a couple of outstanding chapters. after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
In addition to the individual awards, the Stars of America, of the FFA, there are many other ingredients in award building and career building at the FFA. So I want to talk about a couple of FFA chapters this year who were winners in the 2020 Premier Chapter. And the first one, Building Communities. The FFA chapter in Normal, Illinois, was named 2020 Premier Chapter Building Communities during the fourth general session of the 93rd National FFA Convention that this year was held virtually. The National Chapter Award Program recognizes outstanding FFA chapters that actively implement the organization's mission and strategies. These chapters improve chapter operations using the National Quality FFA Chapter Standards and a program of activities that emphasize growing leaders, building communities, and strengthening agriculture. So let me talk about the Normal, Illinois FFA chapter. It used the Beauty in Reusing activity to educate FFA members about waste and recycling after learning that each person in the United States creates about 3.5 pounds of trash per day that is sent to landfills. The members focused on repurposing materials, and the members created 32 flower planters made from recycled materials to hand out in celebration of Mother's Day. And then let me look at the other chapter in Illinois as well. The Streeter FFA chapter of Streeter, Illinois, was named 2020 Premier Chapter, Strengthening Agriculture, during the fifth general session of the 93rd National FFA Convention. Another of the members of an alumnus of the FFA chapter had a semi-truck stolen from his farm. But Streeter FFA members wanted to do something about the damage the stolen truck left in its wake, and as a result, the members developed a program that they entitled as Becoming Semi-Aware. The program has taught members and driver's education students about semis, from their size and power to how they could remain safe while working and driving them. And for that, they received the 2020 Premier Chapter Award. Congratulations to all of the FFA Award winners who were honored at this year's convention. Sorry I couldn't join them because of COVID-19, but be safe and be well. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of NextStar Media Group.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of NextStar Media Group.
Soybean seeding rates can be reduced without significantly impacting yield. Cut the number of seeds per acre and save money, too, on Successful Farming Radio.
Stay out in front with the consistent performance of Asgrow brand soybeans. Ask your dealer how much further you can grow when Asgrow leads the way.
When pushing yields, it pays to be flexible. That's why farmers pursuing profitability count on Asgrow brand soybeans and ExtendFlex technology. And with the largest number of ExtendFlex products for 2021, you can count on Asgrow to keep you out in front all season long. Always read and follow IRM where applicable, grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. No dicamba may be used in crop with ExtendFlex soybeans unless and until approved. And no dicamba formulations are currently registered for such use in the 2021 season.
It's about time. Applied at Planting, new Xyway 3D fungicide from FMC delivers foliar disease protection from planting to harvest. Active ingredient flutriafol moves from the soil through the corn as it grows for inside-out protection from roots to tassel. For season-long protection, choose first-of-its-kind Enfuro Xyway 3D fungicide. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Seeding rates aren't as critical to soybean yield as other factors, such as genetics and planting date. But if you're thinking more seeds per acre is better, you might be wrong, and spending more money than you need to. Jenny Reese is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. She says on-farm studies since 2006 have compared seeding rates of 90,000 per acre versus 120,000 versus 150,000 versus 180,000. They found no statistical yield differences between seeding 120,000 versus 180,000 seeds per acre in both 15-inch and 30-inch rows.
The most economical seeding rates ranged from 90,000 to 125,000 seeds per acre dropped. And ultimately, our recommendation with Nebraska Extension is that you aim for planting 120,000 seeds per acre, aim for a final plant stand of 100,000 plants per acre, and based on our research, we haven't seen a yield reduction with that.
Reese says she understands that it's hard for growers to reduce their seeding rates.
But at the end of the day, when we do surveys, most growers are planting around 150 to 160,000 seeds per acre. So if they would reduce their seeding rates like 40,000 down to 120,000 seeds per acre, depending on what their particular soybean seed cost is, we've found, just running our numbers, that growers can save around at least $11 an acre. That adds up.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about soybean seeding rates at agriculture.com.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Valley Vet Supply.
Hello and good Monday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the lunch hour now, still more of the same as the stock market's really driving up prices today. Mostly higher numbers all across the ag commodities. Let's start with the livestock as a sharp gain pretty much across the board. Triple-digit jump for December live cattle up 287 to 111.52. February at 114.60, that's up 245. Triple-digit jump for the feeders as well. November feeder cattle up a full 347 to 141.17. January to $140.65, that's up 472 today. And slight gains for the hogs as well. December lean hogs up 85 cents to 65.72. February at $67.90. That's up to $87 today. Into the grains, we see a slight gain. However, the wheat complex is back into the red slightly, including December Kansas City wheat is down a quarter at $5.55. March is unchanged at $5.62¾. Spring and Chicago wheat also mixed figures today. Corn with a slight gain as December corn jumps 1¼ to $4.08. March to $4.15½. That's up 1¾ cents. Soybeans still seeing the largest gain today. November beans up 7 at $11.05½. January to $11.11½. That's up a dime. Soybean meal up 240 to 384.70, and the oil up 10 points at 35.44. Cotton complex also with a whale of a day. December cotton up 140 points at 70.02. Large gains for the energy markets. Crude oil is up $3.40 per barrel at $40.40. $2.55. Unleaded gas is up 8 cents at $1.16 a gallon. Heating oil up 8 as well to $1.22, though natural gas a bit lower, down 2 at $2.86. So peak of the stock market here through the lunch hours. The Dow's up sharply, up 1,354 points at 29,678. The S&P's up 113 at 3,622. And the NASDAQ up 81 at 11,976. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, One Friday is just not going to cut it. Midwest Kia's Black Friday savings are available all month long, with every Friday being a doorbuster day. That's right. Every new Kia in stock is priced with our biggest Black Friday savings right now. Get dealer discounts up to $2,100 off MSRP. Plus, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on all new 2020 Kias. And Midwest Kia is not stopping there. Every Friday this month is a doorbuster day. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, the time is now, because Midwest Kia's biggest Black Friday savings are available all month long. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models and approved goods plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Interest accrued from date of purchase through dealer. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333-1000 finance. Example, 2021 Sportage, stock number K8745.
Legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.